Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS here on Friday, August 14th. The Sedgwick County Commission has approved a partnership with a Lenexa lab to provide rapid response saliva tests for COVID-19. The commission also approved giving more than $1 million to Wichita State University to create a local testing lab. Commissioner David Dennis says the goal is to increase testing and get faster results.
I want to get schools open. If a factory like Spirit or Textron or someone wants to open up really quickly, they're going to have large groups of people that are asymptomatic that we need to get through in a hurry.
The health department wants to increase the number of daily tests from the current 800, boost that up to more than 2,000. A rough road ahead. The director of the National Institutes for Health issuing a somber warning until a COVID-19 vaccine is developed.
While President Trump is sounding optimistic about combating the coronavirus pandemic, pointing towards positive news towards the development of a vaccine, the director of the National Institutes of Health is striking a more cautious tone until that vaccine is on the market. Dr. Francis Collins telling Fox's Shannon Bream.
We're not out of the woods at all. We're going to have a tough several months still to come until the vaccine becomes available.
The FDA has not approved any COVID-19 vaccines yet, but the World Health Organization says there are 31 so far that are undergoing trials in humans. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
The Big 12 Conference, along with the Atlantic Coast Conference and the Southeastern Conference, have decided to try to play football this fall. But Kansas Health and Environment Secretary Dr. Lee Norman, however, not a fan of football this fall.
There's no question that both to the athletes themselves and to the spectators and coaching staff, this puts them at increased risk. I mean, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 didn't make that decision lightly, I'm sure, to cancel those. I think that it isn't practical or practicable to quarantine everybody that goes to a game and then come back. And what we would hope is that people are judicious, they use control measures such as they can. Whether people can voluntarily quarantine themselves, I think, is unlikely, and it puts us all at more risk.
Meanwhile, high school football is a go right now in the state of Kansas, although a few schools in the northeastern part of the state have canceled their high school football seasons. To the west of Denver, firefighters are battling to contain the days-old grizzly fire in the Glenwood Canyon area, which has forced highways to close. Vicente Arenas of Fox TV affiliate KDVR reports from Glenwood Springs.
Thousands of acres have been left charred by the blaze.
It's heartbreaking, so it's hard to see.
Additional teams were brought in to battle the blaze, burning out of control. Several neighborhoods have been evacuated. Nerves here a little rattled.
My wife's nerve-wracking. What's her reaction?
Firefighters have said they expect a grizzly to burn for quite some time. Rain, they say, would be the biggest help, but none in the forecast.
Fire danger promoting a red flag warning across northwestern Colorado. Wichita police have arrested 3 teenagers after multiple burglary cases this week. Those arrestees, a 15-year-old boy and a pair of 14-year-olds, facing charges including burglary, theft, and aggravated assault. They're suspected of breaking into 4 businesses early yesterday morning and another one on Tuesday. Yesterday morning at about 2 a.m., Suspects hit the Cabela's at 21st and Greenwich in northeast Wichita. That building was broken into and robbed. Before 5 in the morning yesterday, Dick's Sporting Goods on West Kellogg broken into and robbed. Then after 5 a.m., another Dick's Sporting Goods at 21st and Rock was broken into. And then yesterday morning at about 6:30, an armed robbery at the Academy Sports and Outdoors north of 21st and Greenwich also broken into. And the teens are also accused of a burglary Tuesday at Dick's Sporting Goods on West Kellogg. 8:35 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into the weekend with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of high pressure is over the central part of the country, and that's giving us a few patchy clouds in spots. But for the most part, mostly sunny and warm again today. We should reach 93 for the high. After midnight, a frontal boundary will move through. Our low 71. Partly cloudy, only 89 for the high on Saturday, 86 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the east. It is mostly sunny and 75 degrees. It's 8:36 with Steve and Ted. That means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment, as we always do at this time of the morning. And that means your host, Jad Chambers, will be your virtual host for the blur.
Yes. And we've got a rock icon hosting a free live streaming concert tonight. And also, it's for a good cause. Fox's Steve Rappaport has more.
With the coronavirus putting most summer concerts on ice, Jon Bon Jovi is bringing a special show to a streaming device near you.
On August the 14th, I'm going to be playing a special acoustic concert to benefit COVID relief.
The free concert starts at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, streaming on the Hampton Water Facebook page. The Jersey rocker and his son Jesse co-founded the Rosé wine brand. Bon Jovi saying a dollar from every bottle of Hampton Water sold this month will go to the World Central Kitchen. John and Jesse will also hold a virtual happy hour event on Live Nation's website 30 minutes before the show. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
So yeah, it's for a good cause. You can always check that out.
Yeah.
Walmart drive-in movie theaters open today across the country. Every show is free. Fox's Jeff Manasso has the story.
Snack sales could surge at 160 Walmart stores across the country that are transforming parking lots and hosting pop-up drive-in movie nights through October at no charge, though tickets must be requested in advance. The company says all to support the communities it serves. Walmart says to expect 320 different movies playing from coast to coast over the coming months in cooperation with a retail giant's drive-in partner, the Tribeca Film Festival. Actress Drew Barrymore will serve as a virtual host to each event, and at one surprise location, be there in person. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I did check for locations around here, and apparently Olathe is going to be a closest one to here. Yeah. Also says that that particular event sold out.
Oh, all right.
At Olathe, but okay. Walmart drive-in movie theaters open, and again, we'll probably do some more. A Mel Brooks classic Western comedy gets a social context disclaimer. The long-awaited teaser debut of a gothic flick. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin talking about movies.
Fox on film.
I'm Kristen Goodwin. HBO Max adds a social context disclaimer to the 1974 Western comedy Blazing Saddles. The Mel Brooks classic stars the late Gene Wilder and the late Cleavon Little, who portrays a black sheriff in an all-white town in 1874. Similar to the disclaimer added to Gone with the Wind, reps for the streaming service say it aims to address the film's racial insensitivity. Netflix debuts the first trailer for The Devil All the Time.
Excuse me, preacher. You got time for a sinner?
A gothic thriller starring Tom Holland as an Ohio teen named Arvin Russell, who sets out to take on sinister characters, including a dangerous preacher portrayed by Robert Pattinson.
Delusions!
Set between the end of World War II and the 1960s, the flick is based on the Donald Ray Polak novel by the same name. It hits the streaming service on September 16th. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
All right. Michael Jackson takes control of the Beatles' publishing rights on this day in music history back in 1985.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, former Beatle Paul McCartney is said to have advised Michael Jackson to invest in music publishing.
And boy, did he.
We've always been trying to sort of get control of them, really. So I suppose the thing about, the only difference is that now, I suppose Michael knew I was trying to sort of get control of him. And I kind of thought he was joking. I used to work with him, and he'd say, I'm going to get your records, you know. I'm going to get your songs. I'm going to buy your songs. And I'd say, love it. You know, I thought it was a joke. Anyway, he ended up doing that. So, I mean, I can't sort of blame him. You know, they're on the market.
Said he was going to do it, and he did it.
And he did it.
Yeah. Michael Jackson purchased the publishing rights to the vast majority of the Beatles catalog. Yeah. $47 million, and that outbid McCartney's bid. So,
yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He actually did it, and it was... That happened on this day back in 1985.
And, of course, that cut where Paul is impersonating Michael.
Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah.
I had to play that. That's some good stuff. We've got some big entertainment birthdays out there today.
Yes.
Singer-songwriter David Crosby turns 79 years old today.
He piles high, and when you touch down.
Crosby has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2 times, of course. One for his work with the Byrds, one again for his work with Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
How old is he?
He is 79.
He's 79 and his liver is 29.
Yeah. David Crosby, happy birthday there. Basketball Hall of Famer Irvin Magic Johnson, 61
Magic
years old today.
Magic Johnson.
Yep. So Magic Johnson, 61 years old today. Got actress Susan Olsen turning 59 today. Oh, Susan Olsen, of course, Ted.
Cindy Brady.
Cindy Brady on the Brady Bunch.
Seven Silver Swanson. Are you going to the kitchen again?
Hollis training makes me hungry.
Oh, Peter.
Yeah?
You don't have to fight Buddy Hinton for me. I'm not afraid of his teasing anymore.
How come?
I've been practicing. Now I speak really swell.
Well, don't worry. If he starts any trouble, I can handle him.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I think.
So happy birthday.
Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Susan Olsen, 59 years old today.
She's 59 now.
Uh-huh. And the biggest one today is Steve Martin's 75th birthday. Yeah. Actor, playwright, pianist, banjo player, eventually earning Emmy, Grammy, and American Comedy Awards, amongst a lot of other honors. Here's Steve Martin and his appearance on The Muppet Show.
Oh, good grief, it's Steve Martin. Yeah, it is, Kermit. How's it going, little fella?
Fine. Just fine, Steve.
Say, I was sitting back in my dressing room back there getting ready for the next number and heard this rumor that the show had been canceled.
You see, we have to audition new acts tonight.
Oh, okay, fine. Hey, you know, I was just supposed to be the guest star on tonight's show. No problem.
Well, yeah, I'm very sorry about that, really.
Well, you know, it's just a thing that I'm sitting back there getting ready, and you know, I feel like some kind of sap back there putting these clothes on for the big number, and no one comes back and bothers to say, hey, Steve, the show has been canceled. What am I around here? Nothing!
Steve, I don't know what to say.
Well, I do. Excuse me!
Yeah. Steve Martin. Happy birthday to
Steve. How old is Steve Martin?
Steve Martin, 75 years old today.
Oh, my gosh.
Big birthday for Steve Martin. Of course, the leader of the Three Amigos.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Martin, happy birthday. Happy 75th birthday.
You know who we heard in that clip? Two American treasures right there.
Oh.
Jim Henson and Steve Martin.
And Steve Martin.
Doing a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've been to see Steve Martin twice in recent years during his tours with Martin Short.
Imagine that was funny.
Oh, my gosh. Just spot-on comedy. Funny stuff.
Yeah. Well, The Blur, every weekday, is brought to you by
the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair, a great Christian family. They've been doing honest work at affordable prices. And I tell you what, if your appliance is in trouble, you need to call them immediately. They'll get you fixed up. Call Terry for an appointment. Here's that phone number, 409-1525. We're so glad that they sponsor entertainment news in The Blur every day. Napoleon Appliance Repair. It's 844 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up, we'll be looking at a local business update from editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal. And we'll get you the full weather forecast coming your way as well. KNSS News Time, 845.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.